Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
If you like what you're hearing, why not try a StephCast subscription? Go to stephaniemiller.com to find out how.
Oh, hi. Good morning, Frangela. Hi.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I could not hear the clip.
Oh, you couldn't hear that? That was Vivek Ramaswamy.
Yeah.
Yes. Saying that.
Oh. So we didn't need to hear it.
No, you didn't need to hear that.
Yeah.
He was talking about Bobby Kennedy, Jr.
Junior.
Yeah. He helps Trump get elected.
No, we need a landslide, but just not in the way he thinks.
Right. Yeah, my dad would want a Goldwater Miller landslide, but against Trump is what I'm saying.
Right.
They would.
Well, yeah, that's the new talking point right now is, you know, the Kennedy, he takes away votes from Trump and Biden, but more from Biden, so we're supporting him.
He's showing like 9% in some polls. And I think, as we keep saying, Frangela, we have 2016 PTSD from Jill Stein, you know, that if it is close in swing states and yada, yada. And now he's picked this multimillionaire 38-year-old, you know, running mate that could buy his way onto the ballot in swing states. So,
yeah.
Your thoughts.
I mean, that's where we are. We have a spoiler in our midst. We have a rat amongst us.
Yeah. And there was some analyst talking about, oh, they're afraid that, you know, he's going to draw a particularly young people of color that are intrigued by Kennedy's. And I'm like, do people not understand, no matter what your age or color, that he is a complete and total crackpot?
Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah. And you know what, this is the thing, and that's really what they're trying to say is, hey, the crackpots that are out there that vote will go with that crackpot.
Yeah, whose entire family, by the way, and there's like 11 billion Kennedys are all like going, no,
yeah.
No, right? I mean,
I think this only helps the Democrats. I think this only helps Biden.
Yeah.
Because the reality is, the thing that they always miss about young people is that they use social media. And they will know within seconds who he is. That he is not the Kennedy that they've learned about in history. That he is some crazy genetic malfunction.
Right.
That needs to be put in a petri dish.
And Angela, I think there has been polling like that early on that he might hurt Trump more. And that makes sense to the degree that you're right. People that might vote for a lunatic. Complete and tonal conspiracy theory lunatic, right?
Exactly.
We can stop them, though. We can stop them. We just need to circulate a rumor that if you go to vote without tinfoil over your entire body, that they can steal your soul and implant the soul of somebody very liberal.
Yeah, that's why they got rid of lead paint.
So we were just talking about Kellyanne Conway, who might be rejoining Trump's campaign. She urged Trump to pick a person of color as his running mate, predicting he will make monster gains in support among particularly Hispanic voters in November. By the way, can they be more any ham-handed about their racism? It's just like, it's just right out there now.
That's amazing. I don't understand. I'm gonna tell you, nobody's so quick to use a brown or black person as a Nazi. You know what I mean? Like, they will just whip them out.
That's true. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to snort on you. Pardon me. Quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have, the more money you keep. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform, one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. You improve efficiency by bringing all your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. By popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. NetSuite.com/Miller. NetSuite.com/Miller. One more time, NetSuite.com/Miller.
Sometimes Louise and I just crave a restaurant-quality dinner at home without doing all the work or driving. Well, Cook Unity is the first chef-to-you service delivering locally sourced meals from award-winning chefs right to your door every week. And it appears to be less expensive than other delivery options. Go to cookunity.com/Hartman with two N's or enter the code Hartman with two N's before checking out for 50% off your first week. We just received our first meals from Cook Unity, and what a huge difference it is to get the best chefs in the country to bring creative, delicious meals to us and you every week. Every meal is handcrafted by chefs and made in local micro kitchens, not large production facilities. We just had the Chipotle maple glazed salmon with green beans and mango pico de gallo. It had everything we love in a meal. They have all sorts of options like vegan, paleo, pescatarian, gluten-free, and more. Menus are posted 2 weeks in advance, so you have plenty of time to choose. Experience chef-quality meals every week delivered right to your door. Go to cookunity.com/Hartman with two N's or enter the code Hartman with two N's before checking out for 50% off your first week. That's 50% off your first week by using the code Hartman or going to cookunity.com/Hartman.
Kevin in D.C. has been waiting, queuing up to see Frangela. Hello, Kevin.
Well, yes, I have. Good morning, everybody, and good morning, Frangela.
Yes, go ahead. Kevin, where'd you go? Kevin? Hello?
I'm here. Oh, I'm here.
Okay. Go ahead.
Okay. I am glad Mr. Obama, again, I just don't understand the disconnect. I'm glad Mr. Obama addressed the protesters. I guess I could understand more if I saw them protesting right-wingers. But as right. we've discussed many times, if you get your way and I'm not going to vote for Biden and I can't possibly miss that and the other, what are they missing that the alternative will make the very issue that you claim to care about so much 50,000 times worse?
Yeah.
These are intelligent people, or they appear to be. And I'm glad Obama has the skills to talk to them and not, because I'd be too upset. I'd make it worse, I know. So
yeah.
I just.
Yeah, it did remind us how really good Barack Obama is at this. Mm-hmm. But also we were talking, for Angela, about the way Biden handled these protesters. You know, as contrasted with Trump telling people to beat them up and they'll pay their legal bills. He said, no, let him talk. He has a point. We got to get more aid into Gaza, you know, whatever. He was listening. You know, and this is
yes.
what President Obama said. He said, no, listen, you can't just talk and not listen, he said to the protester. He said, that's what the other side does. And it is possible for us to understand it's possible to have moral clarity and have deeply held beliefs, but still recognize the world is complicated and it's hard to solve these problems. That's why I originally selected Joe Biden to be my vice president. I mean, what a powerful event last night, right? Yeah.
Yes. And also, what I have to say, good for you, protesters. You know, mm-hmm. there have 32,000 people have died, mm-hmm. okay,
right.
since this horrific thing was started by Hamas. The reality is that Hamas is not this, that the people who are dying aren't mm-hmm. Hamas.
Right.
And you have the right. And
well, some of them are. I mean, some they are getting some Hamas leaders, but
yes.
Yeah. But I agree with you. As I was saying that Trump recently, Francis, said Israel's got to finish this up. You know, and you've got Jared talking about building, you know, waterfront condos, and they got to, you know, clear out Gaza, put them somewhere else. You know, which is basically ethnic cleansing. So
yes.
you know, to Kevin's point, you're going to make this 11 billion times worse if you stay home or vote for, you know, Bobby Kennedy or whatever. If Trump gets back in, finish it up means kill 30,000 more. I don't care. Do whatever you want, Netanyahu. That's what that means.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And for me, I'm sitting here going, yes, these people, they're, this is America. This is what is beautiful about this country, is that they have the right to go out there and protest and be seen and say, we are hurting now. They don't have to wait until they go to the poll, right? They can come out there and say, we are crying, we are hurting now, and we want you to hear us.
Yeah.
That is what those, that is what that protest is about. That protest is about right now. That protest is not about what, who I'm going to vote for in November. This is the cry to help people who are hurting right now.
Yeah.
Yeah, they also don't have to January 6th. Mm-hmm. Like, we don't like a policy or we want to be heard, we go be heard.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly.
And if we got Trump back in office, what he said was, everybody who goes out there and protests against Gaza, we're gonna put them out of this country. We're going to arrest them. We're gonna deep hole these people. No,
I keep forgetting which Republican has a bill to eject every Palestinian that lives in America now.
That's right.
Which would include Rashida Tlaib, by the way, would eject, not only not allow any Palestinians to come here, deport every Palestinian. I mean, that's how extreme they are.
Because we didn't learn nothing from Japanese internment camps. You know why? Because we ain't never come to had justice about enslaving people for 400 years. When you do not hold people accountable, countries accountable, I mean accountable to make them pay.
Yeah, yeah.
For what they do to people, they will do it over and over and over again because they don't care.
Yep, yep.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Sue in Rockville, you're on with Frangela. Hey, Sue.
Hi there. I am so first of all, happy Easter to all of you.
Thank you.
For those who have bunnies and celebrate. I cannot wait. Peter and I cannot wait to see you guys at the end of April in Philly. We are very excited.
Right.
I'm going to confess something, ladies. I have not been a COVID immunologist. I am not a Mideast policy expert. And I am not a maritime engineer or specialist. So I will not speak to those things. The only thing I will say in terms of what's happening is that Hamas has killed more Palestinians than Israel ever will. Hamas continues to kill innocent Gazans and Palestinians. So any solution is difficult because there are no good actors. Netanyahu and the religious right are horrible. Yeah. Hamas is a terrorist organization. It is above my pay grade.
Yeah.
So, but that's not why I called. I called because of corporate greed. Because what we learned this week is Citizen Action got rid of Rona McDaniel.
Yeah.
But what we found
in a quarter of a Scaramucci, not even maybe an eighth of a Scaramucci. Yeah.
But corporate media is still in the tank. And the Washington Post reports this morning that the corporate CEOs who were so against Trump after January 6th have come back because corporate greed rules. And these bastards do not want to pay one more penny in taxes. Everything we do is to fight against them.
Yeah. I, you know, we talked about greedflation this week, Frangela, that, you know, we just have to keep speaking out about this stuff, because that is, you know, one of the things that's happening is after COVID, corporations are still as greedy, right? They're still giving you less product for the same money, keeping prices high. And I think that's something we have to keep talking about.
Yeah, trickflation. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. You know, that Coca-Cola can that they did. You know, we're going to charge you $1.18 more for the same amount, but we're going to make it look like we're giving you more in a taller can.
Yep.
Yeah. Thinner
and I keep talking about how much Putin and Netanyahu and Saudi Arabia want Donald Trump back in, and watch those gas prices before the election, right? You know they're going to do everything they can to try to hurt Biden and get Trump back in.
Yeah, the idea that this country, we've done so much to save so many corporations from their own greed, from them destroying their own companies, and that we then keep allowing them to just, it feels war profiteering, you know, like during COVID, like that, they weren't making enough money. So Amazon ups their Prime fee. They weren't making enough money. It is ridiculous. The amount of avarice and that's all it is.
Yeah.
Greed upon greed upon greed at the expense of people.
Nice substitution. Avarice, ladies and gentlemen, is the new word of the day.
Yes. That was good.
Just like I used capricious for the first time this week.
Yes.
Yes, you did.
You did. And then kept using it.
Yeah. All over and over. All day. Capriciously.